Blog Talk Radio.
Make a
given to us throughout this month, this year. Now I'm going to say to you, I'm praying for you this morning, whether you come with me. I just want to tell you this morning, God has already looked at your situation, and God is going to handle your situation. I want you to get ready for God to bless you, no more for you. And 2020, where we were going through some things, and 21 began to open up the door. Now, the truth is coming out now. All the lies in 2020, the COVID and all that other stuff, you know who started? It started in China. They want to start setting up. 21 we in right now. 2022 and 2023 is a word I want to use, is that wake up, everybody. And it's the way people are going to wake up. Hail Mary, as Bruno sung it, wake up, everybody. But it's real right now. It's time for mama to wake up. It's time for daddies to wake up. And as we wake up, we're going to see how the economy is doing, economically, how we work with these companies. They make trillions of dollars, and they pay the executives trillions of dollars, and we just get minimum wage. We see our politicians stealing money, $6 trillion of medical health. People are waking up, and I want to say it to you. When you wake up to know that God in you, I want to say this morning, the spirit of the wind and the spirit of the air will tell you it's time to wake up. They put Daniel in the lion's den with vicious lions. The king put him in with the lions. The lions to Daniel wasn't no meat either. Daniel constantly with the universe, with the wind and water. So when the lions seen Daniel, you know, adversary, Daniel could talk to the lion. Oh, y'all ain't gonna. So the lion is not eating him. Oh, morning the king came. Daniel was still there in prayer. And the king said, those meat and that lions ate him up. Now, I want to tell you another story that might help y'all about three Hebrew boys talking about Shadrach, I say. And all the spirit got them when they came in the fire. There was another in the fire. The Holy Spirit was in the fire and made that oven like an air conditioner. Now, I want to say this morning to you, woman, look up. Man, look up. Been on drugs long enough. Been on dope long enough. Been drinking long enough. Part time to get healed. I say. It's time for the ancestors to come. In the seed of Abraham, God written got a man from the east. He wasn't looking for God. God got him someone. His name was Abram. God changed his name to Abraham. Made him a part of his nation. He wasn't looking for nothing. God chose him. When God chooses you to be anointed, you can't get away from it. And he went in that thing, his name changed from Abraham to the many nations. God this morning is going to change you off of dope, from off of alcohol, from arguing and fuss. God want to make you prosperous. God want to give you business, call it love. God so the world, he gave his only son. I'm praying for the brothers in Houston. They sung, Wake Up Everybody. Melvin in the Blue Note, and they was in the West Side. But I'm praying for you in Chicago. I want you to look at the list. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what. I want to say this to you this morning. It seems like you can't make it. That's a lie. You're at another level. I'm praying for you, 9532. Tell you, God to reach something. The Lord is my shepherd. Feel that right now we're going through some. Everybody going through some. Here's the people at Kellogg, and then you got people at John Deere. They're going to pay them, but they want to pay the executive. People said, "No, ain't working no more. You ain't gonna do this way no more. Wake up, everybody. Mothers, wake up. Stop killing babies. The divine law of God. Wake up and be the love man. Put the gun down. Stop. Save the baby. Stop the drive by. The mother called me. Her daughter got shot. And at that time, back in Chicago, another man called me. His son got shot. Standing in the gangway. Somebody got a gun. The car didn't know what they're doing. They're shooting. Black on black. Wake up, everybody, to a new level. I want to tell you. Psalms, I want you to read. Psalms 119. The whole reading. East, west, north, south. Well, did you tell me to do that? Keep doing it. Stop being too hard-headed. I did it. Once I keep doing it, till you get the breakthrough. To the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. And decree a thing. See, when you decree a thing, I decreed a long time ago that God will open that white house and bring the truth out. Ain't the truth coming out? The truth of all the evil, the snake, coming now. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. I want you to stay on your power. Stay on God. No, I commanded you this morning to come to stimulate you. And I want to tell you, I'm moving in the spirit of God, the Almighty, the Spirit, the ancestor, worship, Budan, which is voodoo in Africa, not Islam, not Buddhism, not Judaism, not Hebrewism. All of it came from Africa and Egypt. And let me say what I do. The working of the water, the wind, the working of the spirit, the working of the animal. The elephant came. As God came in the elephant and told him to move, to keep y'all moved from him, the whole valley blew high and talked to the elephant. I'm talking about Egypt, not the New European. No, this was the dynasty of Africa, the dynasty of Egypt. And then the rhino got up and told the tribe that y'all moved from this water where you're at, gonna dry up. 3 days will dry up. God talked to and the prophet told Michael what to ask God. So when you go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, Michael and his angels fought the dragon and fought him. So God wrapped himself in flesh, himself in all these animals. He said, well, I don't know. Sometimes you have to look at something. I want you to get ready to be more of a harvest, a healing harvest service. We get ready for that. Healing harvest service. You know, back in the day, every summer, when they farm, they leave a corner in their garden, in their field. They got corn, peas, whatever, and that was from the spirit. Well, anybody come back and get something. So I want to tell you, I still believe in healing virus out there. If you go to a plant-based diet, you'll get healed. And Dr. Chris was telling me that about different plants at home in crocuses or in bags that you can grow right there in your yard. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to understand the difference in how to change things around. So I want you to give your mind that you're going to be a better person. I'm talking about color, race. I'm talking about a man of God, a woman of God. You got to say no to some things. You got to say yes to some things. Now, I want to talk this morning about wake up the world. And the world is you. Everything in the world is in you. The planet Mars, Venus, all planets is in you. You are God's gift to the universe. You are a goddess. You see, it's much got a little self-esteem. You are a god. Man, you are a god. You got to act like a god and walk like a bring good folks. You got some that may come and get away from them. Can't get nothing with them, can't have nothing with them, because they already ate up the bitter of evil. They've already embraced faith with all that's going on in Washington, going on in our neighborhood. I'm looking at what's going on in Detroit, Chicago, what's going on in Los Angeles, California, what's happening in Minnesota. So right now, it's storming in North Dakota. In California, it's burning in the wind. It's flooding in some part of the upper country. Wake up. It's time for us to wake up. For right in your neighborhood, it's time to pray for your healing. I'm praying for your deliverance. I'm praying for your breakthrough. Turn your Bible to the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's David. Yet they will walk through the valley shadow of death, I will fear no evil. What do you mean? That means that whatever you want, people, most preachers, they put down over death. It ain't about death. You know, you go to church, the Lord is my shepherd. I should know. They said over every communion. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. That means that you've been stricken by God. And the God in you, Lord, is my shepherd. If God, your shepherd, God is shepherd over everybody. And say, I walk through the, maybe you won't find evil, but you're going to overcome it. Oh, I wish I had somebody this morning. Let somebody know that God needs you to have a Lord, the job you want, the resume that you need. And you say, well, I can't stop saying, okay, you decree the new job. You decree the new home. You decree to have. Don't let anybody make you say, I decree to be happy. I'm going to be non-emotional about that. God's going to do something for you. See, the Hebrew boys, they weren't emotional. They know God was going to live with them. If they wasn't, then we're going to die right now. You got to make a decision. Proud to be the color you are. You ought to be proud to have your strength and strength. You ought to be proud to know that God gave you wisdom and knowledge. You ought to be proud to know the ancestors are with you. And when I tell you the ancestors are with you, it's a blessing for you. I want to tell you that God is going to do something for you. I'm going to get rid of pearl and pray for you. And I want to tell you, sister, as I look, stop listening to negativity. Somebody called you and they fill your ear with negativity. That negativity make you sick. No, you can hear somebody even make body sick. Even if somebody comes to you, they're talking negative. You know, it affect your body, affect your mind. So you got to be, I don't want to hear that. If you're talking about love, you ain't talking about joke, you ain't talking about going to the next level, I don't hear you. I don't hear you gossiping about somebody else. I want to say, where are you going and what you're asking? The answer is actually give you. I'm going to give you a short message this morning. This is the harvest month. The harvest are plenty, but the fields are few. Don't you see all up there? And all the ships come in because they've been cheating. Folks don't want to work because you don't want to pay. The big corporation makes $1 trillion. They don't want to pay the little bitty man at the bottom. Man, so I ain't going to do nothing. I said at home. Okay. If you can give $6 trillion, let me bring down the truth. If this government can give $6 trillion to Amazon and come back here and can't fix the bridges, can't give you reparation, can't help you in school, all college schools free. Trillions of dollars. This thing got to straighten up. You want to see about the old folks? Got to have Maryland for the folks of some work, everybody. The preacher got to stop stealing, getting on airplanes, and going to my day. They need an airplane to God. God people down here. Yes. All kind of Lamborghinis and all that. It's all right to have it. Take care of your people. It's all right to be rich. But make sure the people under you is rich too. If I'm a millionaire, if I'm a trillionaire, somebody around me be millionaire. No, but the scale that they scale of unity, the scale of change. He said it's about to change around. It's about to change around that everybody can have a decent wage. Everybody can talk to a dentist. Everybody in this country is coming. I will answer to build this country. I'm standing on the back of my great grandma, my great grandfather. You standing on the back of your ancestors. So don't get it twisted. You can't just throw it away. God, when I say God, I ain't looking for no white boys. Wing. You can feel him. God of the air. God of the water. When it's right, God. When the wind blows, that's God. When the earth trembles, that's God. When the volcano blows, that's God. When it's the number, that's God. Glory, hallelujah. So I want to God, and I want to say I am the sustain. I say that God is the spirit. You can't put him in no church, in a building, because he is everywhere. Lots of these good churches look for God. When I go to church, and when they shout, Lord, hallelujah, I'm praying to you, Mother the Moon, God bless you. Mother Eve, I talked to you the other day. I want to tell you, God is inviting you to the next level. And I'm going to tell you, Dr. Christian, God, praying. So to the leader, I still see thousands. I know you say, well, Bishop, I don't see, I see. It's a loss of justice. Glory, hallelujah. But I want you to get ready to go to the next level. I'm going to do something for you. 21:17, I'm looking at Psalm 27. I want to give you a prophecy right now. 95:33. I want you to read 17. That's a verse of 17. Get ready for God. Bless you. I want to prophesy to you this morning, child of spirit world. 16:7-8, I want to give you a prophecy. I want you to read Psalm 71 and Psalm 30. It's some things that God said you're going to get, the devil try to steal it. Together. I want to go to you, 81 to your prophecy this morning. The Spirit told me to tell you, don't worry. Psalms 21, Psalms 91, and Psalms 27. Just like I gave them to you, that would be a blessing for you. And that door that closed will open up for you. You see the devil ride, because the devil try to change up what you're doing. And I want to tell you, 30, I want you to read Psalms for you, Sister Rose, that doors will open up for you, that things will work for you. I'm praying for you, 40-41, I'm praying for you, I want you to read Psalms 100, that be a blessing for you. And 39-33, I want you to read Psalms 29 and Psalms 40. That will be a blessing to you. I'm looking at you, 32, read Psalms 40 and Psalms 1. That will be a blessing for you. Tell you, 88 and 99, Psalms 19 and Psalms 13. Glory, God is telling me, wake up. Everything's gonna be all right, and I as we wake up, people wake up. I'm praying for every family this morning that lost a loved one. I'm praying for the lost children and the family, and you're all upset. And I want to tell you, keep on singing, keep on shouting, keep on praying. I want to tell you, the devil try to tie 9607. I'm seeing God carry you to another level. All the death of God going to restore. Glory, hallelujah. Well, sometimes I want you to read, I'm looking in my Bible in the spirit realm. It says Psalms 91, that protection. But it's telling me that you need to read Psalms 71, Psalm 100. And there's some things going to come up, but you will overcome. God got you covered. And every time you go up, the devil try to find something to block you. Somebody else, shall I say, and let God open up the door for you. See, the devil was you were saying, Bishop, I got to go to a funeral. I lost my daughter. But, honey, you stepped up and all that evil around, and you whipped it back. Glory, hallelujah. I can feel that enough. That because your anointing, God put some things around. People, you got to understand, God will wake you up, tell you what to do. Glory, hallelujah. I can shout glory, hallelujah. I know what God did. You may not know. You might know, but I know that God put that around when at the end of the day, glory, you're going to find out who they is, what they is. If they're a snake, it's going to go back in the hole. And they might not go back because they was not successful. Glory, hallelujah. I want to tell you, 39:30, I want you to reach up, and I want you to read Matthew chapter 5, that whole chapter. There's a door open up for you. This morning, I feel kind of prophesied. I feel like 2021, God is saying it's a healing, and the healing all of your body. And I want to tell you, you were worried about me, but it's going to be all right. Now, I want to tell you, I'm looking at your number, 4445. God told me to tell you that God is going to open that door for you. Isaiah chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2. I know what it said, but God said, give him that. And he's going to ask some questions for you. What I'm going to say next week, I'm going to say to you, I want you to embrace, and I said something great, but this is for everybody. I read yesterday, we read it again. Read it east, west, north, and south, and you decree. You decree to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, I shall say, the ancestors. Then I want you to read Matthew 6, that we seek first. You seek first the power of the Almighty God in you. And somebody need a healing in their stomach right now. Somebody having a problem with their left arm. And somebody having a problem with sleeping. But I'm moving the evil spirit now and all the architectures. And I want to tell you, those, and I was saying, those are locked up in jail. You know, Jesus was a political prisoner. Daniel was a prisoner. Daniel was for the lion's prison. Most people didn't die. The Hebrew boys put him, they put him in the fire front to die. But I'm telling you, it's out of prison. When you repent, I say, the Lord forgive me. The universe forgive me. And if you ask for forgiveness from ancestors and the universe, they have to break out. I'm praying for some of the brothers been in jail from the 60s that was Black Panthers. Some that was in jail up in California. They in jail for nothing. Some Chicago, Vice Lord, come up, the Ranger was in jail. I'm praying for Jeff Ford this morning. I'm praying for Larry Hoover, and I'm praying for Ralph this morning. I'm praying for Johnny this morning. Daniel said, I'm going to bow, and the lion cannot eat him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not going to bow. And they put him, they were a little bit, Jesus was a little prisoner. Daniel in the lion's den was a little bit. But that reach out and get it to rewriting on the wall. I want to tell you this morning, sometimes you are a political prisoner, don't know it. You caught up where you said, I can't get nothing happening. You got the decree, man. Woman, you got the decree thing. Wake up and look around you. Wake up. So I don't have to live this way. Wake up. I don't have to be full of confusion. I don't have to be upset. Got a job to deliver somebody. You got to wake up and do that. And you got to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Father God, we come at this hour, at this 12 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour, I'm soul and spirit. I'm seeing wrath being healed. I'm seeing something about Satan being healed. I'm seeing a number, 7704. I don't know where that is. I just see God in place. I see house on fire, apartment building, people jumping off. Oh, glory. I'm going to leave this prophecy alone because God be, you know, I see earthquakes and floods coming early winter. I'm prophesying you, write it down. I want to tell you that God is able. And I want to say for a sermon this morning, wake up, world. You are part of the world. Universe. Things are happening for you and me. I shall answer. I'm praying this morning for every family. So many have lost life, sickness, but can't nobody change it but the God. The police can't change it because they're part of it. The army can't change it. The government can't change it. Only God, I say. Only God. I'm talking about the God from the universe. God, I said, the Amun Ra, and the God that turned everything around, that moved Christianity out the way, that moved Islam out the way, moved Judaism out the way, the God of the wind, of the water, God that can speak to all this murder that's going on. What the difference if man cheated with a God, a woman ripped the veil of a woman, what murder? This Ashakia is on the wall in Egypt that you should love. It's on the wall. The confession is on the wall. You can't take one. You got to do all of them. The scales have to be even. And the dead people have ripped people off and slaves now. Modern day slaves going to a job, not have to pay. Some people that work 2 or 3 jobs just to pay their bills. That's slavery. All that's going to be turned around. Well, everybody, it's Al Melvin and Blue Smoke.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time.
teacher, let it be. The world won't get no better.
We gotta change it, just you and me.
I love her. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing.